Welcome back to the Global Greek Influence Podcast. I'm Panayota Pimenidou. To be up to date with news from the Global Greek Influence Podcast and suggest your topics, subscribe, like, and review the Global Greek Influence Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor FM, Amazon Music, and four more podcasting platforms. You can contact the Global Greek Influence through the podcast's Facebook and Twitter accounts, the podcast website globalgreekinfluence.com and LinkedIn page.
Safety is one of those words that transcends our lives. At a personal level, we want a safe job, a safe family, a safe home, safe drinking water, safe food, a safe neighborhood, and a safe life. How do we have a safe life when we have embedded technologies across all sectors of our lives? How do we have a safe life when we might wish not to have a linear career trajectory is a question we will go through in 2 weeks. So let's focus on safety in technologies, how they affect our lives, or what concerns they raise when we meet them professionally. Safety technologies engulf all that we now apply to workplace safety: mobile apps, wearables, machine sensors, cloud-based software, predictive analytics, robotics, real-time employee monitoring and tracking, PPE tracking with embedded sensors, and many more. All these technologies are used as fail-safe or to alert a fail-safe and provide protection, but all are part of procedures. Technologies alone without safety procedures are naked. Who designs and operates safety procedures? And why might some want to avoid investing in safety procedures? To many of you, and to me, that might seem a strange or illogical notion. The recent railway accident in Greece profoundly showed not the technological or safety-related policies gap in public transportation, but also the sociocultural aspects of safety or how society and culture affect the perception of safety. Due to the recent railway massacre in Greece, most focused on the safety regulations, policies, and practices not put in place for intercity travel, its key political and public governance actors who made decisions relevant to public transportation policies and procedures, including criteria of human resourcing. The lack of safety in a train traveling in Greece revealed the gap in the safety of traveling within the same city or intra-city traveling by train for passengers, pedestrians, and vehicles drivers. One should extend that to other means of transport, such as intra-city and inter-city traveling by bus. Another gap is what insurance policies cover passengers who travel intra-city and inter-city by bus and train. Even though Greeks are well-traveled and many are cosmopolitan, when they travel by bus or train within their country, they never ask or look for insurance policies when booking a traveling ticket, as they would experience in another country. It is as if, when they are back in Greece, they switch to local mode. Why is the sociocultural safety mentality important to avoid needless accidents when we have available technologies? And why is the design of safety procedures important even if we employ the latest cutting-edge technologies available? Finally, why are sociocultural safety mentality and the design, implementation, and practice of safety procedures communicating vessels? Sociocultural safety mentality is evident in Greece when you walk on the streets and see some motorcycle drivers not wearing a helmet as they might go around the corner to do some shopping, or get in the car without wearing a seatbelt because it feels uncomfortable when they drive, or not wearing a seatbelt when they travel by bus, even though they might wear a seatbelt when they drive a car or are in a car as a passenger. The three E's: engineering, enforcement, and education are part of the sociocultural safety mentality. The prevention of accidents goes through the knowledge and information related to risk and safety disseminated or taught to modify attitudes and beliefs, and in turn promote safer behavior. Most importantly, safety culture brings awareness to the public, which questions unsafe practices when they notice them and request their enforcement. Luthans and Kreitner in 1985 emphasized that behavior modification brings external focus to environmental consequences, such as incentives for safe performance or punishment for unsafe performance. When you have sociocultural safety awareness training and the sociocultural safety mentality infused in public, they become good practitioners of safety that follow the safety procedures. Why is the design of safety procedures important, even if we employ the latest cutting-edge technologies available? This is a no-brainer. No matter if we have the best safety technologies, we can only efficiently implement them with the proper procedures or make the most of their use. How to make the most of their use? There are 8 golden rules when it comes to designing for safety strategy. Minimization, simplification, error tolerance, limiting effect, use of proven technology and processes, developing silent systems, always analyze the human factor, and on-site inspection. Minimize refers to reducing the number of equipment, subsystems, or hazardous materials present at any time and replacing them with less hazardous solutions. One of the most important elements to simplify and control is the interface between subsystems. Interfaces and state transitions are the sources of most problems, crashes, and failures. Simplifying the design systems as much as possible and in which it is easy to analyze and conclude its risks and internal failures. Adding additional equipment or functions to solve problems is usually a mistake, and additional equipment creates new problems that must be mitigated. Passive safety or active safety come into play in simplifying design systems. Passive safety is conventionally simpler and therefore more favorable than active safety, although in many cases active safety is crucial. Passive safety is normally based on physical principles and tends to be more restrictive regarding design freedom and is only sometimes possible to implement. Active protection mechanisms are design solutions that typically require devices to monitor one or more process variables to activate a process to mitigate a hazard. Active solutions generally involve a considerable procedural and maintenance component and are often less reliable than passive or fundamentally safe solutions. It is very common to use the redundancy of systems to balance security with availability to achieve the necessary reliability in active safety systems. To simplify the design systems, we must design systems that are not intellectually unmanageable. That is, the level of interactions reaching a point where they cannot be planned, understood, or predicted by the work group responsible. Error tolerance is relevant to equipment, and processes can be designed to be qualified to endure potential failures or design deviations. Limit effects in the design and locating of the equipment so that the worst possible condition does not create a hazard. The use of proven technologies and processes, as any new technology, introduces new unknowns. Developing silent systems is about systems that remain or go to a state that does not affect the other subsystems in case of failure. Always analyzing the human factor by making systems easier for humans to control using incremental control, which is performing critical steps incrementally rather than in a single step, providing feedback to verify the validity of the assumptions and models on which the decisions are made, and consequently allow the adoption of corrective measures before they cause significant damage. Also part of the human factor analysis is to decrease pressures in time and eliminate man-made procedures to meet safety requirements or functions. Keeping the human factor under control also involves implementing exhaustive quality processes in the manufacturing process. On-site inspection in the use phase involves continuous tests and inspections to ensure the original design restrictions are kept. By activating preventive maintenance processes, we ensure that the system maintains the original operating conditions with time. And the ultra rule that transcends all 8 golden rules is conservation and the exhaustive use of standards and good practices. One understands that without the sociocultural safety mentality and where cultural can be that mentality within an organization and social safety mentality within an organization and that of its people, what was analyzed as to the sociocultural safety mentality to avoid needless accidents and how the design of safety procedures are important, no matter if we employ the latest and cutting-edge technologies available, also answers why sociocultural safety mentality and the design, implementation, and practice of safety procedures are communicating vessels. Technology in the safety field is the answer to prevention and mitigation across sectors, including transportation. Still, the design of procedures where such technologies are used and when safety procedures are practiced require also a safety mentality that comes through education and training. In the organizational, infrastructure, and public spheres, we can only have safety with the three E's: engineering, enforcement, and education.
Thank you all for staying until the end. Stay tuned for another podcast episode and get notified by subscribing and following on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and 5 more podcasting platforms. Your feedback and suggestions also help us become better. Until next time.